From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. New facilities are being opened to provide assistance for people and businesses impacted by the destructive storms that hit parts of Arkansas in the spring. Today, a mobile facility will be arriving in the North Arkansas town of Harrison. KUAR intern Darcy Haygood has the latest on relief efforts.
People in 16 counties are eligible for government aid after storms hit in April and May. Facilities opened in Fayetteville, Conway, Pocahontas, and Walnut Ridge over the past week. Daniel Green with the Federal Emergency Management Agency works with the victims of the storms to expedite the process of receiving loans and other government aid.
We're here, we're pounding the pavement, knocking on doors, but we're also opening facilities for those who were impacted by the flood to go in and get some help. They're called disaster recovery centers. You'll hear FEMA people because we speak in alphabet soup. You'll hear them called DRCs. But it's basically a one-stop shop for disaster survivors.
These disaster recovery centers host officials from FEMA, the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, and the Small Business Administration. Garth McDonald is with the SBA.
We work for both homeowners, renters, businesses of all sizes, and private nonprofits to ensure that they get as close to pre-disaster condition recovery as possible. A lot of people don't realize that we actually help homeowners and renters with low-interest direct loans to rebuild their home and replace personal property.
Green and McDonald say accessibility and convenience are a large part of the implementation of these new facilities. The first step in getting government aid is applying to FEMA. Disaster survivors can call, go online, or walk into any facility regardless of where they live. Each location has disability accommodations, and Green says officials are looking for even more ways to make the application process easier and more efficient, including an app for smartphones.
Not only can you apply for assistance through the FEMA app, you can also track DRC locations, disaster recovery centers, both fixed and mobile. And you can use the FEMA app to even take part in the recovery process. Say you're driving down the road, you turn a corner, you see some damage that you think somebody hasn't seen. The FEMA app allows just your average citizen going about their everyday life to be part of the recovery process by taking photos, geotagging it, sending it to us. And we can kind of take a look back and go, whoa, there was an area there we didn't see.
Green and McDonald say many of those who applied for aid through FEMA and the SBA have already been approved.
We've been on the ground in Arkansas 2 weeks. We had over $2.2 million in assistance approved to go out.
We've already approved close to 20 loans for about $300,000. Our first loans were approved within days for homeowners and renters.
The type of aid varies on a case-by-case basis, which Green says can cause confusion and frustration for those who are attempting to restore homes or businesses. Government officials are preparing for the possibility, McDonald says, that federal assistance might not be enough.
Inevitably, in some disasters, there's unmet needs where individuals do not get enough of the help they need through the federal agencies. The state voluntary organizations active in disasters is already working with the FEMA voluntary agency liaisons on looking at bringing assets together from national and local charities to try to find either labor, help, funds to help those people that are going to find themselves with unmet needs.
The Arkansas chapter of voluntary organizations active in disasters collaborates with local charities and churches to assemble resources for those unmet needs. McDonald knows it's tough.
When you're hit by a disaster, it's an overwhelming feeling. Individuals, are trying to get claims done with their insurance. They're trying to get back into their normal living environment, get back to work. And so utilizing those recovery centers is a great way to move through the process.
Those facilities, currently in Fayetteville, Conway, Pocahontas, Walnut Ridge, and Harrison, are open 7 days a week. The deadline to apply for government aid is August 14th. You can learn more at KUAR.org. Darcy Haygood, KUAR News.